Well, it's a ho, 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 and a big welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. And just in time for our Christmas party, where we throw off the sensi pants and spend half an hour with some well-loved Christmas favourites. Every year, as you know, I probably try to include something different at Christmas time, although there's certainly a few favourites which will creep their way in yet again to this year's Christmas bonanza. Well, let's get the ball rolling at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with a selection of traditional hymns, not necessarily played in the traditional way. He's been at the Tower now for over 40 years and started way back in the 1970s. Here's Phil Kelsall then with some traditional hymns, as I said, played in the traditional Blackpool style. Phil Kelsall there in true Blackpool mode with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, while shepherds watched their flocks or washed their socks, Good King Wenceslas, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and O Come All Ye Faithful. Well, somebody who's certainly been a faithful and regular contributor to the show is our resident organist, Mark Laughlin. Now, it's scary to think that we did a special Christmas show, but it was actually now getting on for 3 years ago, way back in 2016, where we actually, I seem to remember, recorded it somewhere in October. Anyway, we descended then to the Organ Theatre at St Albans, where the collection owns a free manual 10-rank Wurlitzer and a very beautiful and sweet free manual 6-rank Spurden Rutt organ. Anyway, it's over to the Wurlitzer, and here's Mark to say it's the most wonderful time of the year. Resident organist there, Mark Laughlin, with the waltz, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And it certainly is. Well, from the sounds of the St Albans Organ Theatre to the sounds of the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama, and its four manual 29-rank Wurlitzer. In 2009, a wonderful CD was released called ATOS Alabama Jubilee. And it features a multitude of well-known artists from around the world. And one of those is Jim Riggs. Now, this concert must have occurred during Christmas time, as Jim Riggs plays a really beautiful ballad and one that I'd not heard until I'd heard Jim play it. Anyway, it's called A Christmas Love Song.
Thank you.
Jim Riggs there in his imitable style at the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama, with A Christmas Love Song. One person that I really do regret not being able to go and see, but who knows, one day anything is possible. Now, when most organists think about a selection of music for a recording, they might include a selection of music from one composer, but in the case of Jelani Eddington, he produced two CDs filled with the compositions of that wonderful American composer, Leroy Anderson. Both CDs see Jelani at the magnificent five-manual 80-rank Wurlitzer in the San Filippo Music Salon in Barrington Hills, Illinois. And they're certainly a tour de force to Jelani's excellent musicianship. And of course, I've mentioned Leroy Anderson, and you're all going to know what song's coming next. So come on, Jelani, let's take us on a sleigh ride. Jelani Eddington there with a couple of additional sound effects dubbed in, no doubt, with that Leroy Anderson classic Sleigh Ride. Wonderful stuff. Now, occasionally I find in my spare time I'll peruse what theatre organ albums are for sale on such sites as iTunes and Amazon, because occasionally a old release or a re-release or something special gets released and we just don't hear about it as it's never been announced. And this was the case the other day. It was, in fact, rather embarrassingly released in 2017 and comes from the output of the Digital Gramophone Company, which, of course, is masterminded by Terry Hepworth, who is no stranger to re-releasing archive recordings. And one that he's found, probably off an acetate disc, is Sandy's Open House from Christmas Day 1952. The programme features a multitude of artists, both who were there in the studio and also in different locations up and down the country, including a snippet of Reginald Dixon speaking and playing from the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Anyway, what I'm going to do is to let you hear the first few minutes of this programme with Sandy introducing the show.
This is the BBC Light programme.
¶¶ hope you're all having a good Christmas. We're not doing too badly ourselves here in the studio right now because besides the theater organ and the grand piano, I've got several guests here who have, well, they've been entertaining themselves for quite a while now, and they're going to entertain you, at least we hope so, for the next half hour. I've also got some guests who are unfortunately not actually here in the flesh, but who are going to contribute to this program just the same. Let's see now, who will I introduce first? Well, here's Bobby Pagan and Louis Mordish, whom you've heard, oh, many times on the air. Louis's looking just a little bit bashful this evening, so perhaps I'd better ask Bobby Pagan to speak for both of them. Come on, Bobby, it looks as though you and Louis have been elected to open this program. Come and tell the customers what you're going to do.
Well, Sandy, you've warned them, and this is a medley of Christmas tunes of the lighter kind. In fact, there are so many tunes in the short few minutes of this medley that we're not going to call it a Christmas hamper, but a Christmas scamper.
Sandy McPherson on Sandy's Open House, Christmas Day 1952, featuring Sandy introducing the programme with a Wasalli song, and then we follow that on with Bobby Pagan and Louis Mordish with their Christmas scamper melody, which included A White Christmas, Snowy White and Jingle Bells, The Fairy on the Christmas Tree, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Wonderful, nostalgic memories there, featuring BBC Theatre Organ No. 2, whilst it was at Jubilee Chapel in Hoxton, of course, the ex-Reginald Fort touring Moller. Well, I mentioned that the programme also included Reginald Dixon, but we're not going to include an excerpt from that broadcast. By the way, I will make the table in the description as a link, so if you want to purchase that wonderful broadcast, you're more than welcome to do so. Anyway, I was talking about Reginald Dixon, and in 1968, Reader's Digest descended on the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool and produced two of what must be some of the finest recordings of that instrument. The Christmas album that Reg recorded also featured a couple of soloists and the John McCarthy Chorus. And this is what we're going to hear now with that wonderful hit made so famous by Bing Crosby, Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, for walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made for walking in a winter wonderland.
Nostalgic sounds there from the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool in the very capable hands of its resident organist of old, Reginald Dixon. Wonderful stuff there with the John McCarthy Chorus, and it's such a really rich and warm sound. Well, most theatre organ venues do tend to wind up in December, but one venue that certainly doesn't is the wonderful Firsford Collection, which every year now for a number of years has held its Christmas Spectacular, where the organ is still very much featured by Mr. Blackpool Phil Kelsall. However, just because the Firsford Spectacular happens every year doesn't mean to say that the collection shuts down for the rest of the year. In fact, the organ is played nearly daily still by its resident organist Robert Wolfe. Robert's actually no stranger to releasing Christmas albums. He's done a number over the years, but the one I love the most is called Wurlitzer Winter Wonderland. And here's a medley from that CD, including Frosty the Snowman, Here Comes Santa Claus, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Thank you. The pizzazz there of Robert Wolf at the Firsford Collection with that quartet of tunes, Frosty the Snowman, Here Comes Santa Claus, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Well, this week's show is winding up, but before we do, it's time for me to do a little bit of grovelling. Christmas is the time of giving, and as many of you will know, there's a huge amount of associated costs with producing this programme. And a number of you out there have been very kind in giving up your time, and indeed in supporting us financially. But if you could, up until the end of the year, please give what you can, little or big, to support this programme going forwards, that would be very much appreciated. I know that there's a band of you out there that are dedicated followers, but every little helps. On a more lighter note, if you've not been following the Cinema Organ Society's Facebook page, you're missing out on a wonderful selection of daily Advent calendar posts by the Society's new media officer, Aaron Hawthorne, who's managed to persuade a multitude of people to record special Christmas messages and tunes, and also delving into the newly digitised archive, thanks to somebody not so far away. Well, if you haven't already seen it this morning, you will have missed the wonderful video put together by John Leeming featuring Simon Gledhill at the St John Vianney Church, Clay Hall, Compton. With a cavernous acoustic and an almost candle-lit mood in the video, what better song than that Christmas classic, The Christmas Song? Ooh, that lovely mellotone there in the hands of Simon Gledhill at St John Vianney Church in Clayhall, specially recorded for the Cinema Organ Society's Advent Calendar. Please do go and check that out. Anyway, that's the end of this week's show. Whatever you're doing for Christmas, whether or not you're with family, friends, or whatever you're doing, hope you have a really wonderful time, and I send my best wishes along with that of my co-presenters, John Leeming and Nigel Ogden, and of course our resident organist, Mark Laughlin. And another person that sends his best wishes is the person who really helped me get this programme on the ground and running, and that's James McLean, who sends his wishes to you all as well. So have a good Christmas. I'll catch you just before the new year as I take a look back in some of the events that I've attended and indeed recorded in the last year, with lots of stuff that you won't have heard before. So I hope that you'll get all excited about that. Anyway, from me, Damon Cox, have a very Merry Christmas. Take care.